USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The young woman who shot the widely viewed cell phone video of former officer Derek Chauvin as he knelt on George Floyd's neck is taking the stand. 18-year-old Darnella Frazier sobbing as she testifies.
I heard George Floyd saying, I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe. He cried for his mom. He was in pain.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is charged with murder after kneeling on Floyd's neck during the arrest in May. Additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the southern border in response to the ongoing surge. More than 300 troops are being moved away from other sectors to help out, the surge being fueled by unaccompanied illegal migrant children and border resources being strained. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Suez Canal is open again, but the impact of the Ever Given saga will be felt for some time.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
See, a fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the 40th anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. The Reagan Library planning to commemorate the fateful day with a virtual event featuring people who were outside the Washington Hilton Hotel when John Hinckley fired at the president. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The National Black Justice Coalition has called for the Masters Tournament to be moved out of Georgia and away from the historic Augusta National Golf Club following Republican Governor Brian Kemp's signing of the state's new voting reform law. Governor Kemp responds to the NJBC.
I can, you know, truthfully look in the camera and ask my African-American friends and other African-Americans in Georgia to simply find out what's in the bill versus just the blank statement of this is Jim Crow or, you know, this is voter suppression or this is racist, because it is not. It expands early voting in Georgia. It also further secures the ballot with the photo ID requirement.
The NCAA tournament continues as two teams punch their ticket to the Final Four.
Two teams ended long Final Four droughts Monday night. Houston won the Midwest region by holding off Cinderella Oregon State 67-61. It's their first trip to the Final Four since 1984 and the days of Five Slamma Jamma. In the South Regional Final, top-seeded Baylor ran out to an early lead and held off Arkansas's comeback attempts for the 81-72 win. The Bears will make their first Final Four trip since 1950. Those two teams will face off in one national semifinal on Saturday. The other will be determined Tuesday as number one overall seed Gonzaga takes on USC in the West Regional Final, and Michigan does battle with UCLA in the East Final. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.